We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Reaction all afternoon, all night, and this morning to the Supreme Court's decisions, particularly yesterday, the ruling on presidential immunity. And joining us is retired Pennsylvania Superior Court Judge Cheryl Lynn Allen, who is the first African-American woman to be elected to that court and a native of Pittsburgh, Homestead in particular, former Pittsburgh public school teacher too, went to Penn State University and University of Pittsburgh Law School. Judge, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. So curious, we're getting reactions from different, in your case, a judge in a state court setting, and to the reaction to what the Supreme Court says. Illuminate us. What did this mean to you when the Supreme Court said there was immunity for president, in this case, former President Trump, but presidents moving forward, too?
Well, you know, I believe first and foremost that even though our current president is crying foul, so to speak, I believe that it's accurate to state that every president, whether current or former, should be applauding this ruling. Because an elected official, whether it's president or whether it's a judge, has to have the freedom and liberty to carry out their constitutional responsibilities. And so if a person can be subject to civil suit or criminal prosecution just because someone does not like a decision that they made, as you know, you would have largely a ceremonial president or a weak and ineffective elected official. And for example, I mean, I served as a judge for 25 years in Pennsylvania. And whenever you are presiding over a legal proceeding, someone is going to leave the courtroom unhappy. And if that person is able to go out and prosecute the judge for his or her decision or file civil charges for his or her decision, that would render the judge pretty weak and limited in terms of being able to carry out the scope of his or her responsibility. And what the court has basically said is that presidents have absolute immunity when it comes to carrying out their core constitutional responsibilities. They have presumptive immunity when it comes to carrying out the balance of their responsibility, and that includes cabinet members and other members of the executive staff. And they have no immunity when it comes to carrying out acts within their personal purview. So the president did not receive absolute and total immunity, only for those core responsibilities that he needs, where he needs to be able to carry out the function of the office of the presidency, and presumptive immunity, which basically means that he's presumed to be innocent or immune, and the responsibility for proving that he is not immune rests with the prosecution. And so what the court essentially did was, with instructions, they remanded the case back to the trial court for a hearing to determine whether the president or former president was acting in his official capacity or in his personal unofficial capacity.
Judge Alan, Paul Rasmussen here. Where does impeachment fit into this entire picture? Isn't that where we would go if there were something that couldn't be prosecuted criminally?
Absolutely. I mean, that is the rightful place to go, impeachment. And, you know, the president has not been, impeachment was voted for by the House. But, you know, the trial never took place before the Senate. And so technically, there hasn't been a full impeachment. But that would be the proper way to handle inappropriate or unethical or illegal treasonous behavior. And that's the same as it relates to any elected official. You either impeach them or vote them out of office. But you cannot use the criminal justice system or the justice system in general to control or punish an elected official. And that's what we see. That's what, in essence, the court is saying as it relates to President Trump.
We're with retired Pennsylvania Superior Court Judge Cheryl Lynn Allen. So, Judge, a lot of people seem panicked almost in some cases by this ruling. You're saying it's a clarification that needed to be addressed. That said, in terms of working through the details, there's a lot of gray areas potentially when it comes to what was official and what was unofficial. So they're telling the lower court, you got to sort through this and then basically decide what you're charging the former president with. Is that correct?
That's exactly the case. I mean, the case has not been thrown out or disposed of. The court made a ruling with regard to what constitutes immunity and what does not. And it's up to, and they've remanded the case back to the trial court to view each and every offense that he is charged with, every action that he is charged with, where he is charged with violating the law, to make a determination as to whether he was acting in his official capacity or whether he was acting in his unofficial capacity. So the case is not over. However, the court has been given some guidelines to follow. And, you know, it's unfortunate because a lot of people are panicked because they constantly listen to the news media, because they and our political our court system has become so politicized that a judge is bound by the law, the black letter law, not politics. Politics has absolutely no place whatsoever in our criminal justice system or our justice system. And there's a reason why judges, federal judges, receive lifetime appointments, the Supreme Court justice as well as the federal district court judges. There's a reason why even on a state level here in Pennsylvania, judges are elected for 10-year terms, which is longer than any other elected official. And even after serving their first 10 years, they never run for a partisan election. They simply run for a retention election. The reason why those rules are there is so the judges will be free of political pressure and free to make decisions according to the law, according to the Constitution and the black letter law. You don't want judges who have to constantly worry about becoming reelected or constantly worry about running, raising money so that they can be reelected, so that they would be free of politics. And unfortunately, politics have invaded our court system to an extremely dangerous degree. There's a reason why we have three branches of government to hold so that we would have the checks and balances. So it's very disturbing to me when I hear legislators talk about impeaching judges and or legislators talking about taking action against judges because they don't like the decisions that they made. And it's very unfortunate in this day and age that you cannot hear about a federal court decision without first hearing who appointed that federal judge to the bench, as if that should have anything to do with it. As judges, we take an oath to uphold the Constitution and the law, not to look out for the interest of a particular political party or a political interest.
Judge, we appreciate your time and thoughts very much. Thank you. And thank you for your service.
Thank you.
Retired Pennsylvania Superior Court Judge Sherrold Lynn Allen spent 25 years on the bench. From Homestead, originally went to both Penn State and Pitt Law School. So she has a very local connection.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.